SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved on a Thursday night here on the grid. As baseball is back, All-Star break is over. Had some games today. Not a good day for the Yankees, that's for sure. The Giants and the Dodgers are about to get going out in Los Angeles. It's Carlos Rodon and Michael White going to be going for the Dodgers here tonight with our late night game. There was a couple other games today. We'll discuss full slate tomorrow for Major League Baseball. We really get going. Big football show tonight for Gopher to two. I mean, just so much to discuss. Big money for Kyler Murray. Pay that guy a lot of money to never win a Super Bowl in Arizona. College football over-unders, and a lot more. Of course, Mike Carver here with you along with Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
I'm so happy you loaded up on that World Series bet on the Yankees, huh? How many games you got left?
Well, nine now. You got nine now.
Just like the Braves, and the Braves haven't even played yet. Go figure. Look at that.
Like I said, Joe, what I was hoping for
didn't happen.
With them having the extra games would be that they would split in Houston, and they didn't do it. So now they're going to have to go and get me something I didn't expect in the rest of them. So maybe a sweep in Baltimore, maybe taking both games from the Mets, whatever it is, they got to make one up for me now. So that's the way it goes.
And maybe they'll go 3-8 on the
11th. That's real nice. I mean, you want to see somebody lose. That's just not really.
Wait a second. I don't want to see you lose, but you kiboshed the Atlanta Braves bet.
No, I didn't. I didn't kibosh the Braves. There's recordings available, of course, if you want to go and listen back to the podcast, wherever you got it, Apple, Spotify. Listen to last night's show. I want you to find where I told Joe I hope he loses his bet.
No, it's not. No. I think they could go 9-0.
You were too strong with the 9-0.
Right.
Too strong.
Okay. So when I said even though you weren't even taking the Braves, you went. You know what? I've heard enough. Now I'm off. Now I
can't.
Hope.
It was just too strong. Too strong.
All right. Right.
But did I say to you? I hope you go 2-7. Did I say that to you?
You sort of.
No, I did not. I did not. That is not fair at all. Go back and listen to last night's show. Tomorrow morning, when you're going to the gym, go and put on last night's show, first hour. Listen back, and I want you to find the clip of me saying, "I hope you go 2-7."
All right, I'm gonna be like Mike Pereira.
I know. I know that you just said it to me about the Yankees.
I didn't sugarcoat it. I came right out. I said.
I guarantee. I want you to go back. And I want you to admit, after you listened to Hour 1 last night, that I never said such a thing to you. I never wished you to lose your bet. In fact, after I told you that you were going a little too strong with the 9-0, I said, Joe, I hope they get you the money. I hope they at least get you enough to win, just so everybody
can hear that, to be honest
with you.
Well,
you need to go back and listen. You need to go back and listen then, because that's exactly what happened. But tonight, you go right after me. 2-7 now you want them to go. 2-7.
It was 3-8. Can we get it right? 3-8.
Fine. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Rocking with you here on a Thursday night. This is the more important thing, with the Yankees, Joe, and they lose both games. And that's hard to – this isn't any sport. It's hard to get wound up about regular season games, especially when these two teams now, after tonight, won't see each other again until possibly mid to late October. But – this goes deeper than just tonight or this season with the Yankees and the Astros. They can't beat them. Okay?
No, this goes to gut.
They can't beat them. They just can't. I mean, Andrew, quick yes or no. I know we're getting close to the break. Andrew, you can't have any confidence whatsoever the Yankees can beat the Astros. None. None.
I don't know. I said it before. I think one of the things that I need to see, again, is how these teams play in the end of August into September. I know. The Astros look like
them again.
Here's the problem. They always lose these games where low-scoring games or tied games in the night. They lose these games to them all the time. Like the first game tonight. Tonight they were losing 7-2. They made it look close in the ninth. But they lose these games, and they can never win down there.
It was also Domingo Germán's first start in what?
Yeah, and that's three years? And that's another spot where Boone – now, listen, it's hard to kill Boone right now because they're 40 games over 500, so who cares? But that was an awful job by him tonight. He could have pitched Tyone tonight. Now, I know Tyone is not Sandy Koufax, please. I understand that. But he could have pitched, you know, two guys who've been pitching all year, Tyone and Montgomery in Houston, and started Germán tomorrow in Baltimore, you know, where in a game where you can outslug the other team for his first start back. So I thought that Boone was a little silly with how he messed with the pitching tonight. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, start to get rolling here on a Thursday night on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Rocking with you here on a Thursday night. They are underway in Los Angeles. It'd be nice if I got the guy's name right. It's Mitch White. Not Micah White. I don't know where that came from, Joe. But, you know, it is what it is. It's been a long day. So, that's what we do. That's how we roll, Joe, you know? But they are underway.
You don't know who we're talking about. I mean, come on.
It's the only game going right now. So we have that going for us here. We're looking for runs, Joe. I know you probably have the over. I'm sure that that's – although I told you last night to wait for the lineup. But I said wait for the lineup, and the lineup's good. Everybody's in there. Betts, Turner, Freeman, everybody's rolling. So if they're rolling, we're rolling overs, Joe. I'm actually just on, as my per usual lately, we've been hot with the two total base SGPs. So we're sticking with that tonight. That's all I got cooking.
I have two SGPs tonight.
All right. I got Freeman. Not Freeman. I'm not on Freeman. I'm on Betts, Turner, Belt, and Jock Peterson.
Whoa. All right. I'm on. You ready? First same game parlay. Giants money line over Peterson and Freeman to get a hit. That's one.
Okay.
The other same game parlay is over 7.5. I loaded up on Freeman. Freeman to hit a home run. Freeman to hit a hit.
Wow.
Longoria to have a hit. And Estrada to have a hit.
Tiaro. Estrada. There you go.
Yep.
So there you go. We got some things happening here tonight in this game, Joe. That's for sure. Earlier, as I mentioned, the Yankees got swept away in Houston with the doubleheader. Even more reason, Joe, to get on Seattle last night. So not only does Houston got to make the long trip to Seattle tonight, and they're doing it off of two wins against the Yankees.
Yeah, they got fat.
So you think get fat, they fall asleep tomorrow night. That's where you're going.
Well, yeah, I also think that there's going to be contrarian bettors that know that Seattle was on a 14-game win streak, and coming out of the break, they're going to bet against them, hoping that the break disrupted their timing. And I'm going the other way. I think they win this game tomorrow night and then lose over the weekend, too.
It's a tough spot for the Astros tomorrow night. It's a real tough spot. The A's and the Tigers split doubleheader today. 7-2 Tigers in the afternoon, 5-0 A's in the second game. Frankie Montas returned, threw three innings, 5 Ks, yada, yada, yada. The A's suck, so do the Tigers. Rangers beat the Marlins 8-0 earlier today. Donnie Baseball kind of lit into the Marlins afterwards, Joe, because they have been sleepwalking the last 2 weeks. So Donnie kind of gave him the business.
Donnie Baseball.
What, you got a problem with Donnie?
No, I own every one of his rookie cards back in the day. Just, you know, just hanging out there. They're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, when him and Winfield. You know what I mean? You know, when Donnie Baseball, what do you have, 8 games with a home run? Isn't that a Yankee record still?
Yeah. He also had 6 grand slams in a season.
So, that was the same year or no?
I don't think it was the same year. I think it was a different year. I think the Grand Slams was 88. But, like I said, I can barely remember yesterday at this point, Joe. So, that's how it goes. Also tonight, we'll do more over-unders. We finished the Big 12, Joe. I think that we're going to do like a little potpourri of some smaller schools tonight and have some fun with that. And then on Monday...
I like a team in the Mountain West, too.
You like a team in the Mountain West. What team could you possibly like in the Mountain West?
Not getting any respect.
They're not getting any respect. What, Air Force?
Utah State.
Utah State. What kind of respect are they going to get opening up with Alabama?
No, well, they're going to cover that game. What do you mean? What do you want them to do? Go 12-0?
We've discussed this.
Mountain West Conference. Last time I checked.
Didn't we talk about this already? I'm laying the 38.5 or whatever it
is. Yes, and I'm taking it. Okay. Go ahead. Bama, you're getting 13.5 points of value. CLV. That's all I need. Bama hasn't lost a week one game since 0-1. They've won by around 26 points per game. You're giving me 12 points. Last year, they laid 19.5 to Miami. They sucked me in with that. But they have Texas on deck. Look ahead. There's no way they're going to blow out Utah State and then all of a sudden, no. What they're going to do is they're going to blow out Utah State, cover maybe first half. Maybe. I still like Utah State in both halves, believe it or not. I think Alabama wins by 28.
Man, you got it all figured out.
I got it all figured out.
You got it all figured out.
And then we bet the house on the over week two against Sark and that terrible defense.
Sark. That's my guy, Sark.
How is he your guy? Tell me how he, all of a sudden, this guy that came off the street, all right? How is he your guy, Oliver? Why wasn't Kiffin your guy? Why is Sark your guy? Because he got Arch Manning? Well, tell me.
Kiffin's been crying a little too much for me.
He's been crying, but Sark he puts his head down and he gets to work.
Hey, okay, right? That's it. Garbage lunch pail. Gets the lunch pail out.
He's a lunch pail guy. No,
lunch pail. Going to work.
He's wearing Gucci shoes at the Texas walk-in walkthrough. But he's a lunch pail guy. He's wearing Gucci sneakers that cost about $450 a pair. But okay, Gucci. All right. Okay.
Lunch pail.
Lunch pail guy.
Sark's bringing the lunch pail to Austin. He'll be all right.
Meanwhile, Gucci shoes for Sark, and on the flip side, Kiffin says his lunch costs $3. I don't know. I think he's taking Lunchables and a Mountain Dew, he claims.
Where do you want to start next? What conference do you want to do next? Big Ten?
Where do you want to go next? Yeah, we could do Big Ten. Why don't we do like a little, mishmash like we always do?
What do you mean?
Like, can we cover a couple of teams in the Big Ten and can we talk like, I don't know, we did ACC already. We did the Big 12. Let's do Big Ten. Big Ten is robust.
Well, that's going to be on Monday, Penn State. Right?
Yeah, Penn State, little Michigan State, little Michigan, Ohio State. What do you want to cover? How about your boy? How about Keep Chopping?
Keep Chopping. Did you see him? He was at the Twin game. There was a photo. Somebody sent me a photo of him. I guess
okay,
the Twins
now there's
didn't play
a blue-collar guy, right?
He redefines lunch pail. Redefines it. Row the boat, baby. That's my guy.
Row the boat is Fleck.
I know.
What are you talking? We're talking Chiano.
But oh, both Chiano.
Both New Jersey guys. Which guy are we talking about? I like
I thought
Fleck.
You brought up Fleck.
Well, Fleck, I have to. I'm sitting on a ticket, 6-1 to win the West. Let's go. I'm all in.
You were all in on them last year, and then the running back got hurt in that first game.
But wait a second,
Ohio
all
State,
in, and they finished 9-4. They were over their win total of 6.5-7 last year.
But
what do you mean, they had 8 wins. They went toe-to-toe with Ohio State. They should have covered that game. If Ibrahim doesn't go down in the second half, they cover. And what about that? Fugazi passing, non-pass interference call week one with that. Get Freeman! Get out! Get out! It's a home run! Freddie Freeman! There it is! I know at 5:40 on the... That's it! How about that?
There you
wow!
Go,
the sizzler!
You're off to the big start. Big start for Joe. Freeman over the center field wall. 1-0 Dodgers. Out in Los Angeles. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Keep rolling after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. So Freeman gets Joe on the board here, 1-0. Young Jock Peterson is up now against White in the top of the second, 1-0 Dodgers. Live total 7.5, just where it was before the game started. -210 for the Dodgers, +160 for the Giants. Joe, I sent you some footage of Auburn coach Brian Harsin from SEC Media Days this morning. They finally wrapped it up. It only took them a week to get all the coaches and players up there to preview the year. Young Jock in the corner, Joe. Oh, is that a foul ball? Man, almost a double for Young Jock. That was close.
He ripped that ball.
Ripped that ball.
Oh, it hit the line.
Almost. Did it hit the line?
I don't know. That hit the line, no? Let's review that guy.
No, that's a foul ball, Joe. It's a foul ball. Just missed. I know. Just unlucky.
Let me see this.
Come on.
He missed it. All right.
He missed it.
All right. What do you mean?
I sent you a clip of Harsin from this morning. Now, to catch everybody up. Last year was Harsin's first year. He came over from Boise State, replaced Malzahn. Auburn lost their last 5 games of the season, including an awful loss in the bowl game to Houston to finish 6-7. And about late January, early February, I guess there was some in the whether it was some in the Auburn administration or boosters, whatever, they wanted to get Harsin out of there, Joe. So they kind of went after him with a lot of allegations. There was things about how he treats the players. There was things about possible affairs with his assistant. There was a lot of things that got thrown out there, allegedly, about Harsin. And the university did an investigation on him, you know, and everything kind of turned up clean, and they said they're going to stick with him. So he got up there today, Joe, and he, like, basically stared at the media and said, you know, they tried to get rid of me, and it didn't work. I'm back, baby. You know, that was kind of
peacocking.
He was peacocking up there in Atlanta this morning. Your boy Harsin from Auburn, peacocking Joe. You like him?
First of all, he's not my boy. That's first of all. Second of all, on top of the loss to a terrible head coach in Dana Holgorsen and Clayton Tune in the bowl game, they lost up 28-3. One of the worst actual, you know, just leads that he lost at home to Mike Leach and Will Rogers. Right? They fell apart in the second half. That was the game Bo Nix got hurt. Derek Mason he had one foot out the door. He went to Oklahoma State. That's how bad the situation was for Mace once the allegations came down. He wasn't sticking around. Bye. That's what Derek Mason said. But I'll tell you this. He could say all he wants. First of all, he's got Zach Calzada, Calzone, as his quarterback. Okay, that's the first.
That's his first problem.
That's the first problem. Second problem is his defense might not be that good. That's another problem. Okay? And we know that they ran Gene Chizik out of town after winning the national championship. Right? They ran my friend Terry Bowden out of town after he was AP Coach of the Year. So guess what? They go. What do you think the number is? 2-3? They have that game with Penn State, I think, September 18th. On the Plains to James Franklin, their one-point dogs. Don't be shocked. They lose that game to Penn State. He might be out.
They're home for that game, right? That game's at Auburn, right?
Yeah, Penn State's a one-point favorite. I love Penn State in that game.
No, I like Auburn. You give me Auburn at home? Dogs? Come on.
With Calzone?
Give me the tank. Tank and a run on him.
Well, he didn't run him in that game against Penn State last year. Won the game, remember? 6.5 CLV, baby.
You learn from
remember the CLV in that game? Kasig was talking about it. 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, got up to 7, you lose by 8. CLV.
I had Penn State that night.
Me too. We were all on Penn State, remember? Yeah. We were peacocking that night.
But I'm on Auburn this year.
Already? They didn't even play one game. How could you be on Auburn?
I'm on Auburn. That's a spot. Franklin's
you know
not
what? I'm
that
wearing
game.
The.
That's.
I will say this.
Is an anti Franklin pick. He's not going on the road to the SEC at a big school. He's not getting a win. He's not doing it. He'll have some excuse afterwards too, because that's all that guy ever has is excuses. Franklin, I'm on him too, Joe.
They let me down.
Of course you are.
Because
you got the jersey and you want to go out. You know, you got the whole deal working there. A lot of emotion for you with Penn State. It's emotion.
What do you mean a lot of emotion? They were 5-0 when they went on the road to Iowa City. If Clifford doesn't get hurt, it's a whole different ballgame.
Ifs and buts for candy and nuts every day would be Christmas, Joe.
I know, with the nuts and candy. Here we go again. Your sweet tooth. All I know is, what was the injury? That's what I want to know. Clifford comes limping off the field, right? We didn't know of the so-called injury for 3 weeks. Remember?
You couldn't get any information about it. I know this. They wish they still had Will Levis at that point.
Oh, boy.
How about Levis putting the mayo in the coffee? Did you see that?
I know.
Oh, my God. What are we doing? I mean, that is your guy. That's your guy. You love Will.
Well, actually, I don't. I bet against him against Louisville last regular season game, and he ran all over them. I was, like, livid. I was livid that game. Livid. Because they were catching, like, 2.5, Malik Cunningham, the whole crew. He was running. Him and Chris Rodriguez averaged about 8 yards per carry in Louisville. I wanted to take a chair and just knock out the Cardinals in that game. Seriously, it was terrible. They couldn't stop anybody. Malik Cunningham limping.
What's the Auburn number, Joe? Do you know off
six
the top
and
of
half,
your head?
Six and a half.
Is it really 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5. They have the longest odds. They have the longest odds to win the SEC.
They're 5.5 now at -160 to the over. 5.5. Let me just tell you something, Joe. People are down on Auburn. They don't like this guy, Harsin. Yes, FanDuel has Auburn right now at 5.5, -160 to the over.
I just looked at the number yesterday. PointsBet had 6.5.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't like laying 160. I may wait for this or look for an alt line somewhere else to get this to 6.5. They're starting 5-0.
Well, they're at a conference outside of Penn State's a joke.
Okay, well, listen. They play their first five games at home, okay?
Yeah, but that's everybody. Michigan does the same thing. Alabama
Stop,
too.
Joe. Why don't? Yeah, but this isn't all cupcake city here. Now they obviously don't get on Auburn. Every team in the SEC plays a team like Mercer, so I don't want to hear that. They open with Mercer.
Oh, God.
Then they have San Jose State.
Jeez, I'm going to do a Carver type of...
Wait a second.
Jeez, are you kidding me?
Let me just ask you a question. Let me just, before you go killing them for playing San Jose State, Who's won the Mountain West more recently, Utah State or San Jose State?
Utah State won it last year against San Diego State. They were 7-0 on the road, and they beat Oregon State in the bowl game with the backup quarterback, Logan Bonner, got hurt in the first.
God, they won that conference last year?
Yeah, yeah. They were 7-0 on the road last year. They beat teams like San Diego State, Air Force, Boise, BYU.
You can't get whatever. So good for them. They're going to get crushed by Alabama week one.
All right, here we go. We're back to
this. Can't get on Auburn. Here's the bottom line. Forget the out-of-conference. They all play awful teams in out-of-conference, Joe. They have Penn State at home, which isn't a bad game.
Then
they play Missouri and LSU at home. They're going to go 5-0. Oh,
please. I could beat them. I'm going to do this as a Carver type of comment.
5-0.
They're not beating LSU and Brian Kelly. They're not doing
it. Oh, yes, because they're a world beater, right? Right? LSU's a world beater this year.
First of all, they're not getting through Penn State, okay? I'll take that bet right now. How much you want? 3? The line's 1. I'll lay 3 with Penn State.
You understand? LSU's got one win better than them on the win total, 6.5. You're acting like LSU's got a win total of 9.5, 10.5. They're not going to be good this year, Joe. They're not going to be good this year.
People selling Brian Kelly short. He's a much better coach than Harsin. And I'll give it. Look at this. And I'll give you three points.
5-0.
Penn State.
5-0.
Take the 3 with Penn State. I'll give it to you right there. Where do you want to go, Peter Lugas?
They'll beat Penn State.
So then take the 3.
I don't need the 3. They're going to beat them. They're going to beat them. They're starting 5-0.
What can I do to get it? Like, how do I get in on this? What do I do here?
I don't know. You can do whatever you want. All I know is I'm playing this over.
You're starting 5-0. All right, so let me go through it. We're doing it right now. Mercer win, San Jose State win. Congrats, you're 2-0. Lose to Penn State, 2-1. Win against Missouri, 3-1. Lose to LSU, 3-1.
You can't just say they're losing because you're a big LSU guy and you love them. You can't just sit and you're backing them every which way to Sunday. You can't give them an automatic win against Auburn. You can't do it.
Those
two teams, Joe, whether you like it or not, they're on the same level going into this year. They are. They're not on the same level.
I'll tell you why. You know why? Because the kid that you bashed all season long, okay, Calzone, is your starting quarterback, and that's now all of a sudden you're doing a 360 with worse talent with Auburn. Are you kidding me now?
Joe, LSU's bringing a new quarterback in. What's he won?
What new quarterback? Miles Brennan was there all along. He never
What's
left.
He won? What's he won? What's he won?
Backed up Joe Burrow. Backed up Joey
Backed
D.
up. Backed up. Carver and Lisi back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. 844-843-6879. As now Thompson puts one in the corner. So it'll be second and third for the... Oh, he's bringing him around. Look at this. He's got it. Ooh, he's safe. 2-0 Dodgers.
Who hit
2-0 Dodgers.
Who hit that?
Trace Thompson. So that'll be a double for him. Goes to third on the throw. So man on third, 2 out, 2-0 Dodgers. As Rodon's having some problems here in the second out in Los Angeles.
He looks like he's laboring.
Yes, he does look like he's laboring, Joe. You're absolutely right about that. Since you didn't let me finish the schedule, they're going to start 5-0. They start 5-0. The rest of their schedule is kind of tough. They do play Western Kentucky at home. You know, they get Arkansas in their place. They can win that game. I mean, I think they're going to win seven games this year. All right. Seven or eight games.
I'll tell you what. I'll take.
I think you're unfair with LSU because you are backing them and you've already decided that they're going to be the darling team this year. I don't know why, but you've decided that they're going to be the darling team. I think that it's blinding you a little bit that they have sucked the last 2 years. Absolutely sucked. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay, I got that.
To say that they're an automatic win on the road at Auburn just isn't fair. It's not fair.
So hang on. Are you back in Auburn? Is this your pick? Is this your diamond in the rough? Your baby? Is this the one that you're keeping in the cupboard there, and you're shining it up? You're giving it a little here. Have a little gummy bear here and there. Is that what you're doing? And then you're gonna unveil this bad boy come week one of the college football season. So this is your baby, and we can't bash it in any capacity.
Well, how is it my baby? I just think they're going to win seven or eight games. I just think they're going to win seven or eight games. I don't think they're winning.
You just said they're going to start 5-0, like it's hands down 5-0.
Yeah, but that
5-0.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to with these five games. Obviously, the Penn State's a tough game. Of course, it is. I think that they're going to win the game. That's an extremely tough game.
That's why you're the judge, though. You say it; it's written law.
And. The LSU game is a toss-up game, too. You gave it a complete given. LSU's winning. It's over. Meanwhile, these two teams are on the same playing field. They both have sucked.
You just don't like it because it's Kelly. Just admit that.
Joe, it's got nothing to do with Kelly.
Here we go.
Tell me, where are all the players LSU got? Where are they going to be? Where are they suddenly going from a middling 500 team to where they're suddenly going to win the SEC?
All right, let me just start. You realize this team won a national championship in 2019. You do realize that,
and things
that, right?
Change fast, Joe. All those guys are gone, and the coach is gone, too. Everybody's gone.
I know everybody in your mind is gone, but they've recruited like a national championship team the last 2 years. When's the last time Gus Malzahn won a national championship?
They recruited so well that they threw the coach out last year. That's how well they recruited.
They have the quarterback that you bashed every week last week.
Joe, they did so well recruiting that they threw the coach out. A guy who, you just said it. A guy who won the national title in 2019, they threw him out on the street last year.
They threw him out because he was 500 and he hit on a pregnant woman in a gas station. That's why they threw him out. Let's call. And that pregnant woman's husband sat on the board of LSU. But forget that.
Joe, they sucked the last 2 years since they won the national title.
You see, this year's starting to upset me. You're pushing buttons. I know what you're doing. This is where you're pushing buttons. You're standing there like
here's
boss
the difference.
Dog
here's the
with
difference.
Your top hat and your
here's,
cane. And you're,
here's the
you're
difference.
You're going past go for $200.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference between my assessment of Auburn and your assessment of LSU. You should be looking at LSU the same way I'm looking at Auburn. They're a team that can get over their total, win seven or eight games at their max, at their peak. You're taking LSU, who's got a 6.5 win total, and you think that they're going to go 11-1 and win the SEC West.
All right, let me just say this. I'm only going to say this once. And then we could agree to disagree.
Fine.
They're getting all right. They have two of the best wide receivers potentially in the SEC that could challenge any two wide receivers in college football, and that includes Smith and Jigba and also Marvin Harrison Jr. They have Kayshon Booty. Okay, and they have Jeray Jenkins. And they get Penn State running back Noah Kane, John Emery, and they have two quarterbacks that could potentially start, even though I think it'll be Miles Brennan. They have Jaden Daniels, and they have Nussmeier's kids there. Okay? So at the end of the day, their skill talent is much better than T.J. Finley, their former starter, who sucks, and Zach Calzada. And Brian Harsin that couldn't even coach in the SEC. We have a coach in LSU that took your Notre Dame Fighting Irish to not one but two college football playoff appearances. That is always prepared, and you're telling me that LSU sucks.
I'm telling you
I'm hot.
that they're a 7 or 8 win team.
But you're looking at Zach Calzada. Explain to me. You told me Zach Calzada couldn't play for a street league in high school. All of a sudden now, he's the starting quarterback for Auburn, and you're buying in because he's
Buying in that they're going to win 6 or 7 or 8 games. That's not. I'm not asking him to go win the SEC.
You told me they're going to start 5-0, and two of those games are against top 25 competition for the most part in Penn State and
you can't,
LSU.
You can't put LSU there right now. You can't put LSU there right now.
All right, but wait a second. You forgot that their coordinator moved on to Oklahoma State, right? It's a new scheme.
Thank God. The defense sucked. Thank God. Meanwhile, you're getting on Auburn's schedule. I mean, LSU's playing Southern. They're playing New Mexico.
I love you.
They don't play Georgia in the crossover like Auburn does. I mean, let's relax here. Let's just relax.
Let's just relax. The judge said it.
I mean, Auburn's playing Penn State. LSU's playing Florida State in New Orleans, of course.
Here we go.
So, look.
All right, my blood pressure is like...
They're going to finish with about the same wins. Right, they're going to finish with about the same wins.
I'm starting to break out in hives.
Maybe LSU a win or two more than them, and that's it.
Say,
that's it. They're equal teams.
He's still going. He's pushing. You're sitting back with your iced tea. Boss Hogg, that's your new name on the show when we talk about football. You're sitting there with your top hat, and you're collecting $200 every time somebody goes and lands in jail. That's you right now on the Monopoly board. I know. Sitting back with all your collateral. You got strips of land and strips of collateral sitting there, and you're charging everybody. Boss Hogg.
Okay, at the end of the day, Joe, we know one thing. Neither of these teams are good enough to compete with the best in this conference.
And so, you know what's even worse is you're not here tomorrow night. You just ride off into the sunset. You ride off into the sunset till Monday. I love it. I tell you what, this is going to take me like a couple of days. You know how emotional I am. This is going to take me a couple of days to like simmer down. By Saturday, when I do College Football Today, I'm still going to be rehashing it. And by the way, I got Terry Battle coming on. I can't wait to rile him up about Texas. Okay? All right? I'm going to go right for Terry and go, you know, my partner doesn't think you have a shot against Sark. I'm going to tell him right then. Ball Sark.
Come on. Of course he doesn't have a shot. Like I said, I love Terry too. They're not winning that game or even staying within four touchdowns.
I'm sweating.
All right? Come on.
I love you. I really do.
We got to look at things, you know, the right way.
I know. Through rose-colored glasses, drinking the Kool-Aid. All right. Drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm in. I'll wear the velvet sweatsuit. Velvet sweatsuit, and don't worry. Whatever you want. Yes, master.
Gassed up. Don't get on me. You're gassed up on LSU. You got a 6.5 win total.
Here we go. What was the win total on Baylor last year that went 12-2? I'm just curious. What was the win total on them?
Joe, you know, we could do this a lot. Every year we could find teams that come out of nowhere and do it. How many of those teams, you know, are in the same conference as Alabama and Texas A&M and Georgia? Right?
But you know what's crazy is when I say Texas A&M for 10 wins, you shoot it down. Now,
I didn't shoot it
down. You're arguing,
I didn't shoot Texas A&M. I haven't once shot Texas A&M down for 10 wins. Not once.
I tried to build a parlay last night with Texas A&M. And
who
and
says that was the leg that I didn't like?
You did. Go to the tape.
Man, how about Texas A&M playing UMass in November? I mean, you can't
be
serious.
What's the spread on that, 42?
I mean, geez.
What's the spread on that, 42? Is it the week before Miami, September 17th?
No, they play UMass November 19th.
They play them before they play LSU?
Yep.
Oh, that's pathetic. That's gutless. That is gutless. You want to know that? And by the way, just so you know, I don't know if you know, but LSU knocked off A&M and your boy, Jimbo, and your boy, Zach Calzada, last game of the regular season.
Ruined a huge parlay for me.
I know. I hit that, by the way. I hit that game. Jeray Jenkins, touchdown!
Jimbo will get his against them this year. Texas A&M is going to go 11-1.
Good. I'm sitting on a 10-1.
10-2, mate, at the worst.
All right. What do we?
They should win these games.
What else do we think? What else could we talk about in college? I like. You see, I like this.
You want to get. You want to get away. You want to get away from this. You don't like talking about LSU. You know.
No,
you
this
don't
is like a therapy session. I'm on the couch. Why not? Let's open up old wounds. You continue to do it. You did it all last year. This is why I love you. It's great. But you know, you see, the reason why you and I talk and we can handle each other is because you say it, you're like set it and forget it. You're like the air toaster on seen on TV. Set it and forget it. Come back 30 minutes later.
What?
Me, it's me. Forget it. I'm going to carry this all weekend. I'm going to be thinking about LSU.
Yeah, because you have them in your mind because it's all you think about is you got 15 different tickets with LSU winning the SEC, winning national titles, winning this, winning 10 games, winning. You're very invested in LSU right now, and it's
and I'm not invested in UCLA either, right?
That's another team. I like Chip. I'd like to see some more improvement this year. I would like to see him get to 10. I don't think I can wager on that.
Last year, I gave us Wake Forest, Kentucky. You didn't bash them, but I was right on them, right?
I was with you on Kentucky. I played Kentucky's over last year.
You didn't see.
Yeah, and now this year I'm playing Wake to the under. So.
Right, I'm with you on that one. Florida State, you're against me.
Yeah, Florida State. That Norvell's getting fired this year. So I'm watching that guy at down there in Charlotte yesterday. Oh, man, they can't get him out of there fast enough. He's awful. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Top of the third in LA. 2-0 Dodgers. Giants have first and second and two out. Live total 7.5 with two on the board. Dodgers minus 330. Giants plus 240. The live numbers in that one. As White's getting into a little bit of trouble here. I don't know who's coming up for the Giants. We'll find that out in a moment. They're having a little mound visit right now here. And this is the only game going on tonight, Joe. That's
it. It's good, but I'm going to miss you tomorrow night. You got me all pumped up. You got me all pumped up for football. I mean, I can't wait till August. Once August 2nd starts, Las Vegas and Jacksonville in the Hall of Fame game, what do we have? Football every week until February, right? And then after Thanksgiving,
pretty much,
we have it every day, right? Every day?
I don't know about every day, but, you know, pretty much a lot of the days. We're almost there. August 27th, honestly, to me, is when we start. I don't care about preseason NFL games, Joe. I'm sorry. I can't do it. August 27th, Nebraska and Northwestern. That's the first football game of the year. You disagree with me?
I got to think about it. Football is football. Football is football.
No,
I love preseason.
Dopey preseason games. Come on. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hour number two next on the grid.